The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money. I am Chris Crescent, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. You can always visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call the old-fashioned way on the telephone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday all through the year and at the new timing here as well. I can't believe it. The year has come to a close. Goodbye, 2022. Hello, 2023. Kelvin, the money guy. Can you believe it? How could another year have gone by so quickly?
I know, man. Holy smokes. It seemed like we just started last January, eh? My gosh.
I cannot believe. New Year's of 2022 seems so fresh in my mind, like it just happened last weekend. I can't possibly imagine that we're here and 12 months have passed.
I know, and it's been a very interesting year for investors in the markets. I mean, we have very little to be thankful for. But, you know, we'll ride this out in 2023. I think we'll be okay. You know, 2022 was in the calendar, Chinese calendar, was the water tiger year. And really, when you think about it, the way the markets have gone, some of our personalized things that happened to us, it was kind of like a water up, down, you know, big wave, small wave year, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. So 2023 is the year of the rabbits. And the year of the rabbits is longevity, peace, and prosperity.
I like that.
So maybe if it's true, if it holds true, 2023 will be like one of those years that do well. In fact, when you look back at stock markets over the last, I don't know, probably 50 years or so, any threes are good for us. Any year ending in three. Any years ending in two are not that good. They're okay. And the fours are not as good as well. So the threes, and it's not a science. Remember, money's not a science. No. But it looks like it's going to happen. So hopefully this year, 2023 is going to repeat itself. So 2022, what happened? Well, a lot of things happened to our lives and to our money. Financially, the year was dominated by, in economic terms, microeconomic factors, meaning world events, like more of a economy events around the world. Those are what macro things means, right? Actually, so I guess what is the difference between macro and micro? Did you ever take that in school or no?
I did. I remember. Yeah, you know what? I remember taking economics class in grade 12, and I could probably try to venture a little bit of a guess on the differences, but I'm going to leave it up to you. I think you well, probably cracked a few more textbooks on it than I did.
Well, macro, like I say, is a study of the economy as a whole. And micro, just like what it means, is we narrow down to, you know, how firms and households make decisions. So, for example, with interest rates going up, you know, 7-8 times this year, really the micro or the household decisions have to change a bit, right? I mean, when we started the year, the prime was about 2.5, maybe 3. Mm-hmm. Today it's 6.45. So that sent a lot of shockwaves to a lot of us. So we
when you think about it, in comparison to past years or past, mm-hmm. you know, for the past decade, that kind of change has been unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, it's the opposite of when the COVID happened. When COVID happened back, you know, in April 2020, mm-hmm. its rates went to zero. Fast forward to 3.5 or years later, and it's 6. So that's a big, huge, you know, 0 to 60, and like, you know, it's like a Corvette almost, right? So that's really what's happening. So while these geopolitical fallouts, you know, from the COVID that dominated everything over the last 12 months, going back to 2021, the last 6 months or half of the year has been dominated by the Russian invasion. And you know, I don't know if you remember when it started in April, we thought, man, that'll blow out by probably the summer. But here we are in the new year, end of the old year, into the new year, and it's still going on. So it doesn't seem like there's any end to it, you know, but hopefully there will be, right?
Yeah, we can only hope for, you know, the people of Ukraine and for the people of the world that comes to an end. But I always think back to any time we learned about, and you know, took a few more history classes than I did economics, but anytime we learned about a war, they always start off the unit in class by saying, well, you know, people were writing at the time that it would be over in a couple of weeks, or we would all be home before Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years later. So don't underestimate the longevity of a war. That's terrible.
Afghanistan war, look how long that lasted. Forever,
so
man.
Long, yeah.
I guess like Elaine said in Seinfeld, war, what is it good for?
What is it good for? Exactly. Absolutely nothing.
Let's read that book.
Exactly. The real title of War and Peace?
So one wonders if
it would have been as successful.
So while these geopolitical fallouts happen, these type of events really accelerate the shift away from easy monetary policy, like easing down interest rates and so on, and low inflation that we've seen for the better part of the last decade. Inflation was really relatively low, right, over the last 10 years or so, started with the financial crisis. So what's happening now is higher inflation, slower growth, the money, they're tightening up all the monetary policy, they're doing things like that, you know, supply chain disruptions. Those are all the kind of things that is reaping havoc on our money and our lives, our personal lives. You know, we haven't experienced this in like 45 to 50 years. So these are tough times for a lot of people, but we have to manage through it. We have to sit down. And I think this is where people really need to sit down with their financial advisor. And if they don't have one, you know, reach out to me and let's chat about your life. Let's have a chat about, you know, not just the stock markets, but just things that are happening in the world, right? And how can I take advantage of this? Remember, there's always opportunity in crisis, right? So what's going to happen to us this year? You know, 2022 has gone by, went to 2023, and what is going to happen? So some of the later shows we'll do will be specifically about 2023 as we get in depth into RSPs and TFEs and so on. So inflation and volatility really dominated 2022. And really, when we reflect back, we started the year with January. And in January, the Dow Jones, for people that follow these things, was about 36,000. Today, it's about 34,000. So it represents about a 5%, you know, downturn. It was 18 back in October, but we're climbing back. And you know, Chris, people, when you manage money or your retirement or whatever you do, you really have to take a long-term view. And when I say long-term, really look out 3 to 5 years. And if you do so, you'll have some comfort. So if you go back 5 years ago till now, even though we had a bad 2022 in the markets, the average return of all these indices has been about 7 to 8%. So what does that tell us? Well, it tells us to maneuver our money properly, and you know, not to worry too much, and revisit your money every so often, and you'll be fine. So inflation and volatility in these years ahead, the markets, we better become accustomed to this over the next in the short run, anyhow, maybe over the next year. And there's a shift from these macro background that's going to impact our investments. So when I say that, you really got to take a view of, is my portfolio balanced to withstand if rates go up again? How would I do? Or more importantly, when rates start to come back down, how will my money perform? Right. So recession. Are we in a recession? I personally think we are. I think we've been it for a few months now. Will it get deeper in this year? I don't know. It might, but we'll know a lot of things later on in the month and later on into the quarter that we don't know right now. So really, I would say, you know, worries over inflation and interest rates are really playing havoc with valuations of companies. But then when we look at what's gone on in 2022, one of the highlights of 2022 was Apple became the first company to have a market value of $3 trillion.
Wow.
I don't even know what trillion is, but that's what they became. So it just goes to show that things are changing as we move on in the years to come. And what happened in 2021 and 22, many people went to speculative things like crypto. They went to, the Bitcoin stuff. They went to cannabis. And many of them have really lost a lot of money. And people need to remind themselves of the importance of investing. It's really for the long term. We seem to forget about the dot-com era. Do you remember that, Chris?
Vaguely. I was young enough to know it was happening, but not old enough to understand it.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff is happening again to many people. And then what happened to people is they became portfolio managers. They thought they can make money themselves. Because in 2020 and 2021, the average return was about 18 to 20%. So people thought, nah, I don't need a portfolio manager. And by the way, I'm not a portfolio manager. I just listen to people about their money and give them guidance and give the money to big pension managers. So maybe after the break, we'll talk about, what is really in recession and how does recession, inflation and volatility impact our lives, not just money, but our lives.
And how does all relate back to the year that we are leaving, 2022, and the year ahead, 2023? That's all coming up on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the money guy. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or give him a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to Your Life, Your Money right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Good Sunday to you and welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston and we are joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. You can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN as we say goodbye to 2022 and hello to 2023. Write these numbers down so that you have them on hand. You might not think you need an advisor right now, but you're going to be asking yourself some questions and you might want to go and ask Kelvin. That's why the website's called that, askkelvin.ca. Give that a write down, write it down, jot it down. askkelvin.ca or give him a call on the phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And Kelvin, before we took a quick break, we were talking about the year behind us and the year ahead. And one of the things that you brought up was recession, whether we're in a recession, whether we're sort of entering a recession, will it get better? Will it get worse? And what will that mean for our lives on that micro level, on that really that dollars and cents in a pocketbook? What does that mean when the rubber hits the road for the average family and the average listener?
Yeah, so most people are going to have to kind of figure out what do we do in a recessionary time. So the first thing we do is look at our budget. Now, like I always say, we live once, so enjoy your life, but save for the rainy day. So the very first thing with recessionary times is, what am I spending my money on that I don't have to? Right? What can I cut back on? You don't have to cut back on everything, but try and cut back on a few things. And it's not forever. It's only for maybe, recessions last on average about 9 months. So if we're already in it, we'll probably come out of it by March, April. So we just need to buy some time between now and then. So if you're struggling with bills, if you're struggling with, payments that you have to make, we always say RSPs, save your RSP, never touch your RSP, never touch your RSP. But maybe sometimes we need to think outside the box and maybe borrow from it if you can to help you buy some time to get through things. right? Now, I'm not saying this for everyone to do, but sit down with your advisor and figure out if it's something that you might do. I don't know. It might put you in the next tax bracket. I have no idea. But unless you discover things and look for answers, you're not going to find them, right? And that's where your financial advisors come into place. The last recession was, well, the COVID, but that really didn't count because it only lasted 3 months. But the one prior to that was the financial one in 08 and 09. And that lasted for about pretty much a year and a bit. Some people remember that, some don't. Do you, Chris, remember that or no?
Yeah, I remember it. And it was sort of a one, probably the first one that really affected me as a working person, as a person trying to save money, trying to dabble around with investments. And it, you know, it's the one that they call the Great Recession, probably because of how long it lasted.
Yeah, but the real severe recession was in 1981 and 1982. You probably wasn't even born yet.
Nope, right? Not even. But my parents tell me about it.
Actually, we should talk to our parents about it. They'll tell us how they, and that'll give us actually a sense in what's going on now and how to manage through things. So you're a sports fan. So who won the Stanley Cup in 1981? I know who did it.
You always got to rub it in, the Leafs fan. I know who didn't. I'm going to guess it was the Edmonton Oilers. Was it the Edmonton Oilers?
No, they're the team of the 90s, the team of the 80s. Well, I know you're going to say Montreal, but it was the Islanders. They won the Stanley Cup. Yeah, beating the Minnesota North Stars.
Right.
Of all things. Yeah.
That'll confuse a lot of kids out there. Minnesota North, what? That's two different. It's the Dallas Stars and the Minnesota Wild. What are you talking about, Kelvin?
And guess what happened? The Leafs were last in the play and didn't make the playoffs. Say nothing's changed, I guess, after all these years.
Thanks.
So yeah. So people are in familiar places. You know, these unfamiliar conditions are for investors, and some investors have never experienced volatile markets. Some are for the first time, which is probably a good thing. If you manage through it properly, the next time it happens, which it will, you will know how to behave. Remember, it's all behavior and feelings that either make us or break us. The minute you get feelings and things in place, well, you're not going to do a very, you've already defeated the purpose, right? So you know, in the last pretty much, I would say 6 months, we've seen a range of ups and downs from all these economic conditions that are happening. And I think we have to reposition ourselves for a new reality. And if we do so, we'll be fine. Remember, when you look back at the stock markets, there's always something that happened that's going to take it back 19, 20%. But then in the following years, we gain back that and then some. So how do we do it? How do we face the new reality with our money, right? So one of the big things is value rotation. And what does that mean? It means that the markets are poised for further rotation for value-oriented stuff, oriented stocks that are valued. And this was caused by the COVID disruption, where we all stayed home and nobody bought things and nobody did anything, you know. The stimulus is going away. Remember, governments were giving money to everyone. Now they're trying to get it back. So I don't know how they're going to do that. Well, probably higher taxes. And then the war came along, and that really took us down. You know, consumer price inflation went up to high level because we couldn't find any goods. I mean, remember and I don't know if this is still happening, but you couldn't get a car, used or new. Right?
Apparently, there's still a good backlog for a lot of cars, so it's tough. That's still a tough one, and a lot of it comes down to those semiconductors and other parts like that they're backlogged on.
Yeah. So as those things start to come back to reality, but probably this year in 2023 and into 2024, we might get back to kind of some normality before the COVID. Right. You know, until June of last year, this year. 2022, the equity markets, you know, were very, they were resilient in the face of interest rates hike. And they thought that it was going to stop in June or July, but then the banks, the feds, our governments just started to tighten everything and make everything more expensive. And the bond markets, just went up aggressively. So historically, what happens, the people that are listening, is when the bond markets and the equity market disagree, the bond markets usually are correct. And that's a leading indicator to where interest rates are going. Now, you don't need to know all these things. You need to just look at your portfolio. And just don't look at the returns. Look at what's inside of it. And that's what I mean by value rotation. Make sure you look and see what companies are made up inside of your portfolio. And if you're managing your money on your own, please don't do that. You might win, but you'll lose in the long run. It shows that when someone uses a financial advisor, they typically make about a 3% return higher than themselves. And it's only because the advisor is an independent person looking in. They have no emotions attached to your money. So that's what I into the new year, what to look for. Rising bond yields will eventually lead to overpriced growth stocks, meaning that we do for a correction. And I think it happened. It slowly happened to us. We see the markets go up and down, like really volatile. One morning it'll open up at 700 points and it'll close down at -100. So that tells the money people, you know, that things are just not where it's supposed to be. With the market's so volatile, you know, you really need to look at the inside of your portfolio and look at, you know, maybe take a value style investing. If you don't know what that is, talk to your advisor or give me a call and we can, you know, figure it out. And what that means is buying quality companies with strong balance sheets that have money. Like I said, Apple, for example, was the first $3 trillion company. So maybe hold some of that in your portfolio. Look and see what they have. So that's what I really mean about things like that. You know, a lot of good things happen in 2022 that we seem to forget about. We just finished World Cup, right?
Right.
And 2022 was the first time there was a woman referee.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, one of the bad things in 2022, along with some other things, is Americans end up smoking more marijuana than cigarettes.
Wow.
So maybe that's why they're the way they are. I don't know. I have no idea.
Either way, I guess they're smoking something.
So a lot of, you know, it's like everything else in the world is there's balance, right? You know, floating interest rates, right, is going to cause some havoc. I think, as you know, in the last little while, rates went up 0.5 point last couple of weeks in the U.S. You know, the bond markets have a very turbulent year. The yields were sharp. You know, market price was aggressive. The central bank to figure out inflation, they need to know what to do. They're in a very tight spot, you know. Do you let inflation get carried away and face the consequences? Or do you raise interest rates like they're doing? And cause either way you do it, you're going to cause havoc, right? So who do you cause havoc to? The more or the less people? I don't know. And I think what's happening is they're catering to, I guess, to the majority by raising rates. So it's very frightening for some people because now instead of my mortgage being 2,000, it's 4,000. Because when we started the year, rates were like 2%. Now it's 6. So those are some of the things beside the markets that happened last year and is happening this year. So I think because we're at the end, at the beginning of the year, or soon to be the beginning of the year, we really need to sit down and figure it out. I mean, come January 18th or so is when our visa bill comes out. And then we're going to look back and say, oh my God, you know, maybe rates went up, might go up again. I don't know. How am I going to get through this stuff? And you really need to talk it out with someone. And that's where your financial advisor is huge. So after the break, maybe we'll take a little sidetrack and talk about how to manage through our difficult time with our payments and so on.
Awesome. And with the visa bills, with our overspending around Christmas time coming in, I think that's all valuable information. And that's coming up on Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or give him a call on the phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. Visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And in the top right-hand corner, you can click on the schedule a call link and you can pick a time and date of your choosing when you can sit down and chat with Kelvin, the Money Guy. Ask him the questions about your life and your money life and where those things intersect and get everything figured out. See if you can do a little bit better than you're doing. Get the questions answered that are bugging you and keeping you up at night. And you can call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And we've been talking a little bit about the year in review, the things that have happened in the last year and 2022 and where things stand today as we enter into 2023. And we're talking about just before the break, Kelvin, about how, you know, people are, you know, struggling to deal with the interest rate increases. Obviously things are more expensive with inflation. The interest rates go up to try and handle that inflation. And there's a, you know, people who are feeling a lot of pain through that, especially if they have variable mortgage rates, lines of credit, car loans, things like that, that are changing in their value. And like you said, if you're paying twice as much a month for your mortgage, you're probably a little bit stressed out. And where does that sort of leave people? What's their recourse? What can they do?
Well, I think first of all, like I say, is look at what you're spending and what you don't need to spend on. Yes, you know, we spend money on Christmas, like we always do all the time. And we look back and go, why did I buy that? Well, you already bought it, so now you got to pay for it. Maybe you might want to call the credit card company instead of being 18, ask them if they can lower your rates for you. That might help you there. And many times they will, you know, if you're nice and you get somebody nice on the phone, just give them a story that, you know, think you're struggling a bit because of what's happening. And if they have a heart and they have compassion, most likely they will, right? People need to go back and remember when the COVID happened and we had no job, we had no money coming in, but we still had our bills to pay. What did we do? Like, how do we manage through that? And maybe that was a fire drill for what's happening now, right? So maybe you need to sit back and reflect and say, okay, where am I going over the next three months or so? And it's really, really important, I think, you know, Chris, so people that pick up the phone and call their advisor, that's what our job is. It's to sort through everything that you have and make recommendations based on what's the best interest for you. RSP time is coming up and we're going to be bombarded with RSP by RSP. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe this is the year where you pay a little bit of the tax and keep your money and pay down your debt, or just keep a little bit extra in case maybe layoffs might happen. In recessions, you know, there's so many things that happens. Prices go up, layoffs happen, things like that happen. So I think instead of worrying too much about the stock markets, maybe we need to kind of reevaluate in the short run. We're always financial advisors. We're always telling you to plan for the long run. And we should. But sometimes a hiccup happens and we really need to plan for the short run, because I believe whatever you can succeed in the short run, you certainly will in the long run, right? So I think that's really important coming up for us. Remember, when there's crisis, there's opportunities. Every time the markets crash, for example, Black Monday, I don't know if people remember that, in 87, the markets went down 24%, but we recovered. Dot-com, it went down 47%, but we recovered. Financial crisis down 55%. We recovered. COVID 33, and right now, beginning of the, it's funny, because January till October, November, we were down 20%. Now when we look at the markets, we're not down to 20 anymore. Now, the last few days, maybe, but we kind of recovered a bit. So markets will recover. So that shouldn't be your big issue. What should be your big issue is how I'm going to manage through my bills over the next little while. Like I say, around the 18th is when Visa and MasterCard sends out their bills and you get it and you're like shell shock. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get your investment statements for the last year. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to print it at the end of the year, at the end of December, right? And you're going to look and go, oh my God, my 10,000, my 100,000 is worth like 90 or 80 or 5 or whatever. And it's like a double whammy. But don't panic. Reevaluate. Look at what you have. Give us a call. Call your advisor and you'll be fine. I mean, many of us have never been through this. The people that's been through it before, they know what to do. And you know what you do? Nothing. Because things will recover itself, right?
So you're saying don't panic. You're saying, no. Stay calm, carry on, make some minor adjustments, yeah. See what you can do, make the necessary calls, and make sure that you're on top of it and understanding it, but you're not panicking.
Yeah, I mean, some people might, but many times you have to talk out your problems. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you will find the solution within, because many times the solution is right under our nose. But we don't see it because we panic and we worry. We look far into the future. You know, look at things now. Remember what I say, 2023 is the year of the rabbit. And the rabbit means longevity, peace, and prosperity. So if we kind of put things in perspective, we'll be okay. 2022 was, man, it was a bad year, it was for investors and for some people personally, right?
I feel like 2022 and, speaking about a lot of people in their personal lives too, and not necessarily just in their financial lives, it seems mm-hmm. to be the year of unfinished business. It's like there's been a lot of stuff on hold over the pandemic, and it's sort of time for the chickens to come home to roost. And mm-hmm. maybe we reset things a little bit and start 2023 off on the right foot.
And that's what, that's my feeling. I think positive mental attitude is what we need. Mm-hmm. We need to really think things in a positive way. And if we do, I think as we shake out through March and the spring is here, there'll be a new life on things and we'll be okay. And like I say, I've been doing this for 30 years and we see ups and downs. We see bumps along the way. And what I find is the people that come out well are the people that sit down and speak to somebody about what they've done and where they're going. And we'll be all right. We'll be okay, So like I said, the stock markets, we tend to focus on that. But yeah, I wouldn't. I would just look at what you're invested in and what your composition is. Last time we talked about the barbell approach, look at what you have. That's mm-hmm. more important than your return. Returns over 5 years for all major exchanges has been about 8.5%. So maybe after the break, we'll talk about what to expect in deep down into 23 and what type of maybe dividend funds or whatever you need to look for.
Awesome. That's coming up on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. Don't forget to give him a call at 416-457-7526. Write that down, 416-457-PLAN, or you can always visit his website, askkelvin.ca. Listen to past shows, listen to this show, and you can share it with your family and friends as well. That's askkelvin.ca. You can also schedule a call there as well. Stay tuned. A whole lot more of Your Life, Your Money coming up on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I'm Chris Creston. Thanks again for making us a part of your Sunday. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And Kelvin, we've been talking all about the year behind us, 2022, and the year ahead at 2023. Kelvin, I know you don't have a magic crystal ball or anything like that. Maybe you have a magic eight ball somewhere. But what are we looking at for 2023? What can we expect as we move into this new year?
Well, my outlook, I think, is going to be good. Like I say, any year ending in a three is always a good year for the stock markets. Now, it's not a science, but it tends to happen, and it goes right back to the 70s. So we're heading into that now. I think if you reevaluate, really look at your portfolio and see what you got and make sure that resilience to interest rates going up or down. And if you look for a good balance fund that pays dividends, a lot of companies are paying dividends and so on. So look for those things. So as the markets go up and down and they pay you dividends, you're always buying at different points in the market. So when everything shakes out, you're doing really, really well. Actually, this let me tell you another couple of good things that happened in 2022. And this, and you would like this if you're a Star Trek guy.
Nice.
Right?
I am. So, I know. My nerd glasses here.
Me too. Same here. In fact, I want to make my office like the Starship Enterprise, like where Captain
Wonderful. Got to get your captain's chair in there and get it all set up.
Yeah, that's Hillary and Julie will set it up for me. So scientists, you know, pinpoints how star formation started our galaxy like a thousand light years ago. They pinpointed to how the star formed, which is unbelievable when you think about it. Eh?
Yeah.
And then from the movie, I don't know what the movie was, where they sent the guys up to deflect the thing coming.
Oh, the asteroid, the Armageddon.
Yes. So NASA smashes a spacecraft into the asteroid for planetary defense. So they finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good things happened in 2022 that we need to stay positive and think about where the world is heading in the future. Right.
You think about the progress of human achievement and the things that we're doing.
Yeah.
It marches on.
Yes, of course. So it goes beyond CNN and Fox, right?
Exactly.
We need to get back to what we do. And I think 2023 is going to be that positive year where we'll be feeling good again. The price of lettuce will come down. So we'll be fine.
We can eat salad again.
Eat more salad, yeah. Because we're going to need to after the Christmas, right?
How yes, going exactly. So at least for a couple of weeks.
Yes, already good things are happening. So in conclusion, you know, as always, markets and conditions and their conditions will always evolve up or down, good or bad. The last 12 months have seen a really shift, a distinctive shift in the landscape, which few of us were prepared for, and it challenged many investors. That's why don't manage your money yourself. Talk to your advisor. Get an advisor, actually, if you don't have one. And if you do, talk to them. If you don't have one, give us a call, right? Though these tough times, you just have to remain focused on investing for the long term, 3, 5, 10 years beyond, and you will be fine. And preserving your capital, there's things like GMWB, there's all kinds of stuff that we're going to talk about throughout the year. You know, we're going to talk about tax planning, estate planning, whole bunch of things that people are listing now at 11 that what Chris and I always talk about, what to do with your life and your money. Our thing is always live your life forward and your money life backwards. So people that are new to listing, you know, we're going to chat more. So it's important that you remain invested and your investment approach will be placed to take advantage of what's ahead. There's a reason why the windshield is big and the rearview mirror is small, right? Always look forward and things will happen to yourself. So as we come to the end of the year, beginning of this year, we'll be okay. You need to talk out your problems, whatever they may be, and we'll be fine, I think.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned, you know, talking out your problems. If you're stressed with your finances, I saw a recent poll that said like 80-something percent of people in North America were stressed with their finances, and a quarter of us are thinking about our finances for an hour and a half throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So if you're just thinking about it and spinning your wheels, get on the horn. Give Kelvin a call and you can start working out those problems. Talk them out. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And there's really no harm in calling. You get started. I keep talking to people who tell me that they talked to some financial advisor through the bank or something, and then they never called them again. And you know what?
Right. Well, that's a problem.
You know, you got to make sure that there's a line of communication that's open, and that's something that you get with Kelvin the Money Guy. And like, you know, a little preview reminder to people who are new to the show, throughout the year we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. When we get into RRSP, TFSA season, talking about estate and tax planning, talking about some really interesting insurance stuff that we always touch on as well. There's a lot of great stuff that we come up with and we talk about here on the show that help with your life and your money. It's why we call the show that. And you know, there's a whole team of people that work with Calvin as well and help us make this show possible, make all of his clients happy and successful as well. And I'm not sure exactly where we are time-wise, but let's bring in Hillary and Julia now to talk a little bit here as we wrap up the year and talk about things from the team standpoint and a little message to Calvin's listeners and clients.
So we just want to say a big thank you to all our clients that have listened over the year. We really do appreciate all the love and support. We honestly have the best clients and we're really honored to be part of their financial journey.
And for all the other listeners and those of you who may become future clients, we would just like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year filled with lots of happiness, health, and prosperity.
And I say the same, you know, Merry Christmas to everyone. I think we're gonna end off the year well. I think starting the new year will be great. Like I say, any year in a three is always a good time for the market. So we should be fine.
Awesome. And thank you to Hillary and Julia for making everything possible as well and for helping out with Kelvin's clients. And to all you listeners out there, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. And to you, Kelvin, the same. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And let's all look forward to a good year in 2023. This has been Your Life, Your Money. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website. That's askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.